In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
And here he is, our resident historian Felix Bunnell for Friday's edition of All Over the Map, which is his quick look at the stories behind local places and things. And this week, after too long a wait, the much-anticipated ninth installment of our epic 13-part series looking at place name origins of Washington counties, and not just that, but the county seats as well.
Exactly. I think this is episode number 9 of what will be 13 episodes, and I plan to finish by the end of the decade, as President Kennedy exhorted us to in that rousing speech so long ago. Now, we might not get to all the details here, and those will be online later, but down in the southwest corner of the state is Pacific County, which is named after, of course, you guessed it, the Pacific Ocean, which forms a western boundary. Mm-hmm. And the Pacific Ocean was named after, was named by Ferdinand Magellan in 1519. County seat is South Bend, which is home to a lovely courthouse on the hill overlooking town. And South Bend is named for a bend in the Willapa River. The county was created back in February 1851 when this was still Oregon Territory. It's one of the earliest counties in what's now Washington State. It was carved from the giant Lewis County, kind of the mother of all counties here. I think Chinook was the first county seat, and then Oysterville. South Bend stole it away in dramatic fashion in 1893. That would take hours to explain that story.
Well, I'm sure you'll come up with that
later. And now Pierce County is named for I'm going out of order here, but not alphabetically, okay, in case you're paying attention here at home. Pierce County is named for President Franklin Pierce, who was president-elect when that county was carved from Thurston County in December 1852, also a pretty old county. The county seat is Tacoma, also known as Commencement City for Commencement Bay, where the 1841 Wilkes Survey commenced. And Tacoma is an indigenous word, an alternate pronunciation of Tahoma, the once and perhaps future name of Mount Rainier. Now, Ponderay County, okay, by my estimation, it's one of the two most mispronounced county names in the Evergreen State, the other being Wakayakum. Mm-hmm. And Ponderay is up in the far northeast corner, right? It was carved from Stevens County in March 1911 and is the youngest county in the state. The county seat is Newport, which is named for its role on the steamboat route there on the Ponderay River. Now, Ponderay is a variation of the French phrase for hangs on the ear, believed to be descriptive of ornamentation worn by indigenous people. The county name is actually two words, P-E-N-D, and then O-R-E-I-L-L-E. It's not said the way it looks, right?
Yeah.
And about that pronunciation, I decided to make some calls to ask some local experts about how badly and how often Ponderay gets mangled by outsiders, you know, people coming into the home turf there.
Right.
So we're going to hear from three people. We're going to hear from Celine Thomas at the library, Lynette King at the Visitor Center, and Crystal Ziske, who's clerk of the board for the county.
So our county is Ponderay, but we hear Pend-Oriel a lot. That's the only one I've ever heard on the mispronunciation is Pend-Oriel, because that's the way it's spelled.
I think the most typical pronunciation is Pond-Oriel.
I would thought it would be, Pend-Oriel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pend. Pend-Oriel. It's hard for me to mispronounce it. I've been here for so long.
So I also asked Celine Thomas at the Newport Library if locals fixate on the pronunciation as much as I do.
We probably read too much into it. We're pretty lowbrow, and we're pretty chill out here. If they mispronounce it, we just take the 15 seconds to correct them and move on most of the time.
So I just fixate on it too much, of course. Now, right next door in Idaho, there's a town on Lake Ponderay called Ponderay, but spelled phonetically, P-O-N-D-E-R-A-Y. Now, Eric Brubaker is the Parks and Community Development Director there. He said that phonetic spelling was created by the railroad 100 years ago as a strategic move when they were in competition with another town site. Now, if two spellings of Ponderay weren't enough, Eric told me there's a nonprofit working to create a trail along the lake. The group has found a way to complicate things even more.
Friends of the Ponderay Bay Trail is a nonprofit, and that spells it the old way with the lowercase d apostrophe.
Oh, so the old way, like the original.
The old way. It's also a pain.
So there's three spellings.
So there's three spellings. You thought there was two.
So, yeah, there's that, not to go into too much detail, but P-E-N-D, then D apostrophe O-R-E-I-L-L-E. It says it's very complicated when they're applying for a grant for
Does
the trail.
Does that make any sense in French?
I think it actually makes more sense because the D is the hangs on the ear part. Ponderay, the way it's spelled for the county name, is just hangs ear without the, what would that be, preposition? The D is prepositional, I believe. I'm not an expert on French or really anything, really. But anyway, so that's our latest installment. Coming up next, we're going to have San Juan, Skagit, and of course, everyone's favorite, Skamania.
Skagit.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you missed any part of this, it's posted at mynorthwest.com. And do we have a test at the end of the term here? Or
it will all be on the midterm, of course.
Oh, I'm ready.